This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In Michigan, it is now the start of wildfire season. Most wildfires happen in Michigan in April, May, or June, so we're getting there. Dan Locks is the wildfire prevention specialist with the Department of Natural Resources. Dan, a typical year for wildfires in Michigan would see a few hundred fires. What do you think we'll see this year?
Well, right now we've lost our snow cover fairly early, so we've been running some fires now for about the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule. And with our long-range forecast that we're getting from our folks at the National Weather Service, we're kind of looking to have maybe a little bit warmer, drier spring than it has been. So we're anticipating to have maybe, I'll say, a busier than last year, but more along the lines of a normal if you average it out.
Dan, are there some regions of the state that have perhaps a higher risk than other areas? I mean, I've noted that West Michigan, it's drier than usual with no measurable rain or snow since March 3rd.
You know, this time of the year, you know, rain is always a factor in what we do. But the spring of the year, the rain isn't quite as critical as, you know, as you would see late summer when you really start getting into some real extreme drought conditions. Because the fuel types that we're talking about are our fine fuels, which, you know, your grass and leaves and stuff. I mean, we can have rain in the morning and still run fires that same day, you know, when the sun comes out and some wind gets behind it, because it'll dry it out that much quicker. So the fact that we haven't had rain yet, it's a concern for us, but not a real great concern, because the ground, for the most part, is still pretty damp.
What are the most important steps that the public can take to help you, well, prevent wildfires?
You know, the first thing the general public can do is just make sure that, you know, before they do any kind of open burning, that they're checking to make sure it's a day that burn permits are being issued. Then even if they are burning on a given day, they need to make sure that they're, number one, probably in attendance of that fire at all times. A lot of our fires are just escapes from, you know, a little debris pile burning. People go in the house, have lunch or something, a little wind gust comes up and kicks it out of their pile, where if they were right there on site, they could handle that before it became a problem. And then just making sure that when they're done for the day, they make sure that the fire's completely out, you know, never leave it for the night, assuming to burn down or whatever, because the conditions can change. You know, wind is the biggest factor. And the fact that we have the dry grass, that's what catches the quickest, you know, and it spreads real rapidly, too.
What's the worst wildfire you remember in Michigan?
A couple of years ago, I spent quite a bit of time on the Duck Lake fire up in the UP over by Newberry Way. That was 20-plus thousand acres, destroyed quite a few structures. Every one of them has its own little uniqueness to it, but that was a big one for size. We had several that have been real complicated ones to deal with, too. Maybe not quite as big, but just remote locations are hard to get to. Quite a range of them.
How prepared is the state for big fires like this 20,000-acre Duck Lake one you talked about?
We're pretty good shape, you know, for the big ones. It taps our resources pretty hard. I guess the biggest thing is, as long as we just have one of them at any given time. If we had more than one, then it would be a little bit more complicated. But we do have a lot of mutual aid agreements with our border states, as well as national agreements. So, you know, if resources become scarce, we can bring in equipment, manpower, and air resources from out of state or even from Canada with some of the agreements that we have in place.
Well, here's hoping we don't need to rely on those mutual aid agreements and it will be a quiet year for wildfires in Michigan. Dan Locks is with the Department of Natural Resources, where he is the wildfire prevention specialist. Good to talk with you, Dan.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.